I appreciate very much what Brother Matthew and Brother Jamie had to say this morning. And I'm not going to take much time because I know when to get out of the way. I'd settled on a subject a couple weeks ago, and I was firm. Felt good. I've been stirred the last several days. And this morning, if you look back there, you saw me, I was flipping around because just didn't feel that where I wanted to go was where the Lord wanted to go. So I'm just going to make one statement, and then we're going to end this. And I'm going to say thank you, Lord, for another good day, an opportunity to gather here to hear two brothers that I love stand up and talk about the frailties of life, and to talk about a mighty God, and that how easy it is to forget where our blessings come from. And that happens as individuals, and it happens as churches. And though I would prefer that we would have never gone through a struggle at Little Union, and that we would have continued on till the Lord came again and there would never be a strife or an angry word, but nothing but love flowing breast to breast. I'm thankful that we're in the season that we're in. Because God answers prayers. He sent us a young man from West Texas who's coming to be home. And that's such a blessing. The Apostle Paul in Philippians 1 makes a declarative statement of love towards the church of Philippi. And it's how I feel towards Little Union. So I'm not going to do anything else. I'm just going to focus on this. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. Always in every prayer of mine, for you all making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I'm so thankful that we're in fellowship one with another, that you have somehow accepted this foolish Yankee and allowed me to come and be part of your body. I'm so thankful that I have a God that's so merciful that he's blessed me to have the family that I have. And I'm so thankful that he has shown us the truth of knowing that his love towards us is so strong, it's so assured, it's so magnificent, and it's so planned that it began before the world began. And I thank God, and I pray for our joy as we move forward. Thank you.